And the local stories you care about.
WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Friday, December 8th. I am your host, Josh Engel, and today we are joined by a renowned nonprofit in the local community, Circles of West Georgia. We have the Circles of West Georgia director, Michael Berg, as well as the board chair, Mary Hart. Both really cool names, as we established before the show. I mean, we've already have cool nicknames picked out for you. But we're going to be talking about Circles of West Georgia. We're going to be talking about we're going to talk about the mission, you know, a bit about the programs, success stories of Circles of West Georgia, as well as the big news, the designer show house is back. Next October, they are bringing it back. There had to be a slight interlude there during the pandemic. If anyone remembers that, it was pretty terrible, but it's coming back. We're getting all the good stuff back. So we're going to be talking about how next year you can help support the great work of Circles of West Georgia at the Designer Showhouse and so much more, so much more. So we're going to get right into it. First, why don't we get a little background stories, a little origin stories of you. I'd like to hear some more about you. So we'll start with the Circles of West Georgia director, Michael Berg. Michael, tell us a bit about yourself.
Thank you, Josh. Good morning. So with that, I am from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the story I always tell people is that my wife wants to save every animal on the earth. And we had a small backyard with a pool that basically occupied the whole space. And we started with Great Danes, some pit bulls, but she wanted to save, like I said, more than that. So she got on one of those websites. I always forget the website. It's one of those realty websites, and she started searching. She found Luthersville, Georgia. So yeah, where's that? All right, so the sign going into the town spelled wrong. That's how small this town is. All right, so with that, we got a 5-acre farm. We're up to like 80 animals. Okay,
love
it. I probably go back home, there's gonna be 81 if I'm, you know, fortunate. It's only 81. So with that, I ended up getting a job with one of the general contractors working on our, you know, on a house. It was an older home. And then, but I wanted to get back. My foundation, my career was working with children and families. Started out of college in nonprofits. So
your wife looks out for the animals. You're looking out for children and families.
Exactly. Saving everybody, right? So with that, yeah, there was an advertisement. Came across it for Circles of West Georgia up in Carrollton. Be honest, at that time, never visited Carrollton. Here I come into this, oh, wow, this is a cool little place. You know, went for the interview, thought it went well, and lo and behold, I was hired, and here I am.
I have a feeling it went very well.
Yeah, better than the others, I guess, if anything. So there you go. So that's why I'm here.
That's fantastic. So how long have you been serving as the director now?
I started the last day in July. So you got August, September, October, and here we November, and here we are. Yeah, so over four months.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah. You know, look, prior, going back to my time in Fort Lauderdale, I had the same job for over 20 years. And I think sometimes when you're doing something for so long, you kind of forget about the learning process and going through certain things and being kind of the outsider as well.
It's a lot of pressure.
As a person, you know, you're going through different experiences or things you haven't done since, you know, basically I was, you know, fresh, you know,
wet behind the ears, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for that term. So with that, you know, all those experiences that you kind of forget and renewed in you kind of gives you that energy, you know, and so it's been wonderful.
It's a shot to the arm. It's a thrill. You know, it's like, well, this is a whole new experience. And on top of that, you get to do something good. You get to serve the community.
Right. And the inspiration from the people we're working with just has been tremendous. So, yeah.
Well, welcome. That's so exciting. Yeah. I'm so glad to have you on the program.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Let's throw it over to board chair, Mary Hart. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Josh. Thank you so much for letting us be here to talk about Circles.
I mean, we've already had a great time, haven't we?
We've already had a great time. We might as well just, you know,
keep that train rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No.
We'll see you next time. Yeah.
So a little bit about me. I've been in the Carrollton community about 30 years. And my husband and I came to work at the university. We're both psychologists. and I migrated to several different locations on campus and at the university, and ended up in development. And so there I really learned a lot about nonprofit and how to raise money, how to write grants. And then the job came open at Circles as the director. And so I was the former director a few years ago. And so I have a strong passion for Circles, and was in and out of working and taking care of my parents from out of state. So I had left and came back, and now serving on the board. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, it's great to have you on hand, on site, you know, because as the former director, you know what kind of hurdles
yes.
the organization has to overcome.
That's right.
And I imagine a great source of information
absolutely.
And advice.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I try to tap her as much as I can.
Absolutely. Now, I did want to mention, before we got too far, we are live streaming on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if anyone has any questions, comments, stories they'd like to share with their experience with Circles of West Georgia, please hop on there. We'd be proud to read them out during the program. Now, this goes to both of you and whoever would like to take it, or both. Let's talk about the mission of Circles of West Georgia.
Okay.
We look at the boss man, take us through it.
Literal mission for us is to inspire and equip families and communities to thrive in poverty. So it's kind of, we're working with families who are in poverty, but we're also looking at the kind of the whole, because just let me back up here. Circles of West Georgia is a chapter of Circles USA, which has 80 locations across 22 states, and including some in Canada as well. So the whole mission is to look at folks who are in poverty, and what happens with these families is that they hit what's called cliff effects. So here I am, I'm bettering myself, getting out of poverty, and now all of a sudden I'm making more money, a promotion at a job or what have you. And the cliff effects is that, okay, now you make an X amount of money, because poverty is a formula, a government formula. Mm-hmm. So now, now you're making more money. Okay, so we take all these particular funds and support that you had previously because you were making a lower amount. Mm-hmm. And now by that, you actually are making less money.
Because now you're also in a higher tax bracket on top of losing
right.
any possible supplementary income.
Exactly. And a big hit is that child care. You know, so, you know, I have two, three kids, whatever it may be. Even one child, you know, boom. Now it's almost as though, well, why did I better myself? You know,
so this is the reward.
Right? Yeah, the reward. And these are folks, and let me just kind of let you know, Josh, we all nonprofits kind of, you got to stay in your lane and know what you're going to be best at. So if you're in crisis, you're not for us. You have to, if you're homeless or you have substance abuse, there's folks who can help you there. We're looking at people who are motivated, who are, you know, in poverty, but want to better their lives. Because if Mary and I want it more than you, it's not going to work. You have to want it. You got to be ready. So we call these people the Circle Leaders. So a lot of times we hear leader, Mary's, you know, the board, she's the leader, director, he's the leader. No, you come into Circles, you are the leader because you're in control of your life. So, I mean, that whole mission to push these people, and they just kind of need that resource. What are the resources? We connect them with two folks. We call them the allies. So the leader has allies, that resource. And they're looking at what's called a SMART goal. Well, what am I looking to do? To whether it's get a better job, to better education, to own a home for the first time, whatever your goal is, these allies are going to support you, because people are resources. And sometimes people don't have people as their resource. So the leader just gets resources with us and to help them along. And we always say it's not a hand-me-down, it's a hand-me-up. We're just going to lift you on
up because
you want to go up.
That's great.
Right? You're inspired. You're motivated. Right. And so that's the whole mission. And then, you know, the whole, you know, big picture is like I was talking about with the cliff effects. We don't want these people who are hardworking, family oriented. And this is not me talking. These are the people in our program right now who say, I want it. I'm motivated. I want my kids to see me working hard and to be promoted.
We're not talking about people that are looking for handouts. We're not talking about that. We are truly talking, as you say, about people that are trying to better themselves to end up in a much better place. And how cool that they're leading that charge to better their life. Yeah. And then the allies form a circle around them and help lift them up.
There you go.
That's such a cool process.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we do, and that's what they do, I should say, you know, and we're the supporting part of that.
Absolutely. Look, I'll tell you what, since it's around 8:40, so we'll go ahead and take our first commercial break. Before we do that, I'm going to throw on my Santa hat here because it's way too cool not to see. If you're not live streaming, you're really missing out. Let's see if we can balance this on my head. So it's time to read our random Christmas trivia cash question. So I'm going to read that. But I also want to do a quick plug for another nonprofit friend of ours here in town. I love how I'm balancing this hat on my earphones here. So if you're on camera, if you're looking at our live stream, you really need to hop on because this hat's super cool. So I did want to throw out a reminder. Toys for Tots, Southwire's Project Gift, great nonprofit here in the area. They are on their second day of the Toys for Tots collection drive. As of this morning, they are just about halfway of their goal. So they're looking at about 2,500 toys. Joel, the videographer's in there laughing. We're looking at, they have collected about 2,500 toys. So I think, West Georgia, that we can help meet that goal of 5,000 toys. And if you are part of a business or someone that's trying to help us meet Southwire meet this goal, just drop off some toys. The whole office can bring in some toys. If you don't have time to get some toys, you can always run into Walmart. They're at the Walmart Supercenter today until 7 p.m. Mm. So West Georgia, East Alabama, let's help raise the 5,000 toys to make Christmas special for families in our local community. A lot of families which might be struggling. They may have hit that cliff, and the kids shouldn't have to pay for what life has dealt them. Right. So today's random Christmas trivia cash giveaway question. Perfect time. Obviously, we're all in the spirit here. So the random Christmas trivia cash giveaway question. So I'm going to ask it. And when you know the answer, all you got to do is visit the station's website or graticcommunications.com. You click on the banner for the random Christmas trivia giveaway. You enter your name, email, phone, and your answer. And then one entry from the correct answers will be picked at random. And then that contestant will win $100 cash. So just enter once, because if you enter more than once, our elves are going to know about it and we're going to get very upset. So only enter once. If you enter more than once, you're going to be disqualified. But on December 16th, coming up very soon, one of our 12 winners, along with a 13th winner selected at random that morning, will have the chance to turn that $100 into $1,000 at a live remote broadcast at the AMP on Bradley Street in downtown Carrollton. So today's question, as I continue to keep this hat on my head, as pictured in most illustrations of Santa's reindeer, this is the question for Friday, December 8th, as pictured in most illustrations of Santa's reindeer, how many are apparently female? If you two know the answer, don't say it. The Circles folks are wanting to say it. Oh, apparently neither of them know. So that we're good. We don't have to worry about them blurting it out. So yes, as pictured in most illustrations of Santa's reindeer, how many are apparently female? We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversations with Mary Hart and Michael Berg of Circles of West Georgia. Stay with us.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Second day underway with the Southwire Toys for Tots toy drive for the United States Marine Corps Reserve. Josh Engel, I love your hat. Where'd you get this hat?
Well, you know, I actually got it from the same tailor that makes all of Santa Claus's suits. Turns out Santa passed on this frilly lace, you know, with the feathered cowboy hat, the Santa-style cowboy hat. Yeah. So I thought I'd take it, you know, and honestly, it has been so great. It's been a great conversation piece. It's just people keep, you know, they keep whistling at me. It's very weird.
You're so impassioned, too.
I try. Yeah, I try. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. So we need to get to work here, don't we?
Yeah, we absolutely do. The Southwire volunteers are out here freezing their butts off.
Sorry, folks. I'm backing up right now. Yeah, Batman, backing up.
You're about to bump into the... Oh, there you go.
Oh, are you adjusted now? We're good?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know you had that backup alarm.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we have work to do.
Yeah, we do have work to do. And the Southwire volunteers are out here freezing. They need something to do to stay warm. So can we go and start bringing some toys out? We're over halfway. We can reach that goal of 5,000 toys. Let's all band together as a community and fill these trucks up.
We can do it.
We're
here till 7 o'clock tonight, Walmart Supercenter parking lot. Come on by. It's Michael Vincent broadcasting live with Southwire's Project Gift.
And we're back to Community Voice. Thank you, Michael, and that other handsome gentleman that he was talking with at Walmart. We're very, very glad that the collection is going great so far. And it sounds like he has a really nice hat, I got to say. We love hearing those live breaks from Toys for Tots. It's good to have those updates to know how everything's going. So welcome back to Community Voice, Friday, December 8th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. If you're just tuning in, we are live streaming on the WLBB News Talk 1330 page. So if you have any questions, comments, stories you'd like to share on our Facebook, please hop on there and do it. We're joined by the director of Circles of West Georgia, Michael Berg, as well as board chair, Mary Hart. So let's just jump right back into it. So we've had an opportunity to chat about Circle's mission and about how the process works. And I can see now how this system has lasted for so long and served so many people. Let's talk about success stories. Perhaps some folks that you have had come through the process, take on that role as a Circle leader, and change their and their family's life.
Okay. Well, I'll say, first of all, we've had maybe about 100 people that have, a little over 100 people that have gone through the program since its inception. And we take cohorts of 10 to 12 people at a time and really try to make individualized work. And so I would say about half of the people who have come through have either improved their education, training, then go on to improve their employment and their salaries. So that gives you a little bit about what, you know, how people work on this. But we also have had a number of people that have decreased debt. We're looking at over $100,000 worth of collective debt that they've eliminated. And then that gives them the opportunity to improve their credit scores to purchase houses. So we've had somewhere between 3 and 4 people that we've just heard of recently that have purchased houses. But, you know, so this is part of what we're doing is, you know, they're coming in with certain goals, as Michael said, and trying to figure out, you know, what is it that's important to me and how, and then through the collective, we also provide, you know, in order to help these folks along, we have weekly speakers. And so, or I should say monthly speakers. One Tuesday out of the month, somebody will come in and it might be something on credit score, financial literacy, how to purchase a house.
All things we should have learned in school, but
exactly.
They didn't teach us.
Banking accounts, you know, what happens, you know, with interest, you know, when you're accumulating interest. But these are all just skills and information that sometimes gets bypassed. So we're working, it's a whole community that works together. And then we have resource teams. So anyway, that's partly how the program works and the kinds of successes. But a really large part of it is the community involvement. So we have teams that are working on specific areas. So we have what we call the resource teams, and some are working on services. What are the kinds of services that these folks need to help support? Whether it could be auto repair and not get ripped off, or it could be, legal assistance, medical assistance, dental assistance. I mean, just all kinds of people in the community, services that provide certain things that they haven't had access to before. So there's this the whole notion of circles is really based about how the community can interact with us. So we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for people to speak. We're looking for those that want to volunteer one time to provide a meal. Mm-hmm. And we feed our families. So this is a program not just for the adults, but children come, you know, that our children, grandchildren come, the allies who have children, they bring their children. We have a children's program that also is helping the children to understand maybe what the parents are going through. So so it's a very comprehensive way of looking at this as a whole system. So that's...
It's great to help familiarize the kids about this too, because I mean, you talk about the best way to solve a problem is to avoid it altogether.
Exactly.
And a lot of these things are stuff that, you know, they're just not going to cover in school. We're not going to be talking about this necessarily. A lot of folks aren't aware of this kind of stuff. So for kids to be a part of that and to kind of soak up that information, to kind of learn like, wow, this is the stuff my parents have gone through or other people's parents have gone through. I think that I can avoid this by doing maybe these things or by keeping these pieces of information in mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we have an estimate or an idea of how many leaders have gone through the program? How many folks have been served in that way?
Well, I'm through looking at numbers, somewhere around 100 people. And what I love, though, is that we don't always look at the success at it. It starts off with a six-month orientation into the program, another good 6 months of really working hard, and then maybe a last 6 months of finishing things and really movement. But some people, within the first 6 months or 1 year, will get to their goals and are able to leave the program. So, you know, we're looking at maybe 100 people that have gone through, and then the children, I don't know. It's hard for me to estimate many children come through.
Think about it, because, I mean, even if, all right, let's say there were 100 people, I mean, each one of these people, we got to remember their family, sometimes three, exactly. Four people. Now we're looking at 500-600 people.
Exactly.
And that doesn't even include the individual children that have come through the children's program and been assisted as well. So, I mean, it really puts it in perspective just how not just wide of a need this is, but how many people are served by helping one person, their
exactly.
kids, their families,
exactly. Exactly.
And the impacts they have on others.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's fantastic. So that's an idea of, you know, some of the successes of this organization. Let's talk about the Designer Show House. I mean, the last time that I had the opportunity to, it may have been the last time you've done the tour, actually. I was so impressed because we, you know, I got to see some of the homes, and all of this is, of course, to benefit Circles of West Georgia to raise some funds. And I was so impressed because you had one of your leaders there. They got to speak mm-hmm. from her point of view, and she had just, if I remember correctly, she had just bought her first home.
Yes.
And she had gone through all this, and her story was so inspiring.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're bringing it back. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so the Designer Show House, we're going to keep it a secret a little longer. Whose house has been chosen, or I should say they have volunteered their house, because it really is a big commitment on the part of the people that have volunteered their homes for this. So the Designer Show House will be in October, and there will be more information about the exact dates and the locations coming up. But basically what it is people who are interior designers, florists, different people who work to design a house, come and they pick a room, they pick a location, and they put their own touch on it. So they might change furniture, they might rearrange, they do the interior design. And so, and then people, and it's all around Christmas theme. So so that people get ideas about different ways to be able to decorate.
Good thing this happens in October. So that
happens,
way they have
time to. It gives
time to
write.
Yeah.
So so that's a little bit about what it does. And so people can buy a ticket. It's usually available through our website, or different locations in Carrollton will sell tickets. And it generally runs for 3 days, for a weekend. And... and so we look forward to, we're excited about mm-hmm. the team has been, the volunteer team has been working on this for a few months, so we're really excited about it.
Very exciting. So we don't have a set day, but we know it will be next October.
That's correct.
All right, so people need to keep an eye on this. Keep an eye on the websites and socials so that you can get your ticket to this and support the great work of Circles of West Georgia. We're going to talk about a few more ways you can support the organization, but it is 8:54, and we need to take our second commercial break. But we will talk about all that and a lot more. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Friday, December 8th. We're about to wrap up our show with Circles of West Georgia Director Michael Berg and Board Chair Mary Hart. I'm going to throw it right back to y'all. We just got to chat about how the Designer Show House is going to come back to event to support the good work of Circles of West Georgia. What are other ways people can support the organization?
Well, right now we're recruiting for a 9th cohort, so if you are a circle leader, you're motivated, you're in poverty right now, want to get out of it, you know, give us a call at 678-416-1122. Also, if you're an ally, you want to become an ally, you want to volunteer and help these motivated folks get out of poverty, once again, call the same number, 678-416-1122. Also looking for donors. Mary had mentioned, you know, we have our resource team, our 5 resource teams. One of the big donors we're looking for is food donors. Maybe you're part of a church or organization or even an individual who says, I love cooking. I love to come out and, you know, see y'all and help y'all and cook for your circle leaders and allies. So we're looking for that as well. Additionally, like we said, we have a children's program. So if you want to volunteer and help out on that aspect, maybe a former teacher, a retired teacher wants to come back and do some of that and help volunteer. And like we keep saying, volunteer, and you'll notice it's not staff heavy. So, you know, Mary, get to donations, you know, you're not supporting a staff or an overhead. You're supporting the program and all these folks. So there's a variety of ways to get out there and help us. And if you're just like, I'm not sure how to help, give us a call anyway. We'll find a spot for you.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, and how can folks make donations?
Well, I'm just going to piggyback on that for just a second, because the thing I love about Circles is that I tell them you can do a one-time volunteer. You can do it once a year, and we appreciate that. You can do it once a month. You can do it as frequently as how much time you have, and we will find a spot for you. So how people can donate, we accept donations, individual donations and grants through the Community Foundation. And that really probably supports, between grants and individual gifts, mm-hmm. almost half of our support. So we would love to meet people who mm-hmm. are passionate about this mission, and we do try to make individual appointments to meet our donors. So,
one more time, websites and socials where folks can learn more.
Oh, the Circles of West Georgia, certainly going through the Community Foundation of West Georgia as well, their website, and you're just basically, you're going to look as far as donations, you'll see the very word up top, donate, and then you scroll down to Circles of West Georgia to find us there. If you're ever lost, can't find anything, need to know information, once again, give us a call, 678-416-1122, and we'll get you there.
So there is
and Facebook as well.
I was going to say, we've got a Facebook
page. We're
active
Facebook, you know, Circles of West Georgia, search that as well.
Right.
Perfect. All right. Michael Berg, Director of Circles of West Georgia, and Mary Hart. Thank you both for joining us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you for everyone who tuned in. We'll see you next time.